Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Homu Casino Resort, the player's place.
Welcome back. Seeing some breaking news involving the San Diego Padres organization here. Didn't get a chance to see this before we had Eric Grubner on last hour, but reported in The Athletic and seeing on ESPN as well, a San Diego Padres player development instructor, Osvaldo Perella, has been taken into custody by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, according to his wife and his brother. He was detained at El Paso International Airport in Texas around 4 a.m. Sunday, so home of the Padres' AAA affiliate. He was flying home to his family in Arizona. His wife, Kimberly, they have two kids, both U.S. citizens, the children. He, though, was not carrying his work permit card. Osvaldo, I believe, was a former big leaguer at some point and has been in the Padres system as a coach since 2024 and, again, is currently serving as a player development instructor and minor league catching coordinator for the San Diego Padres. The Padres did release a statement. We recently became aware of the detainment of minor league catching coordinator Osvaldo Perella in El Paso, Texas. Working to gather additional information, will not have any further comment at this time.
Fantastic, man. Come on.
I don't really have anything to add there.
I don't know where we go because I don't really have anything.
Other than I hope it all works out. I just wanted to add that we had seen that and that is being reported now widely right now. Then you saw something about Ketel Marte now?
Oh, God, yeah. The update on Ketel Marte is that now he's flying back to Arizona to get an MRI on his knee, which is... That is very, very, very odd. Not what kind of, well, listen, not what, it's not where your mind went. Like a hurt knee, it's like, hey, man, I need an MRI on my knee. Oh, no problem. We'll send you back to Arizona. This did not feel like he was injured and texted his boss he couldn't come in because he was injured. This felt like something different.
I don't think that would require an emotional Tori Lavullo.
Sounds like more of a cover story to help them move on from whatever happened yesterday, that they can send him home, which clearly probably was going to happen one way or another, and give them an excuse to send him home and get an MRI, whether there's actual knee problem. I mean, everyone's got something that they can get an MRI on at this point in the season. Sounds to me like they're just coming up with an excuse to get him back to Arizona, get him back home, and so he can deal with whatever he's dealing with. But that is the latest reporting, which is kind of weird.
Why do they do that, though? Like, why not just say he's restricted and you know, we'll be in touch?
I think it's a kindness, you know, to save him from more embarrassment of whatever.
What's he embarrassed about, though?
It's an embarrassing story that everyone's talking about you not showing up at the ballpark.
Well, I think it's
Well, then now it's even more embarrassing. It's a knee. Right. Like, that's way worse.
Yeah. Because now it's like, you couldn't show up to the ballpark
because
knee was sore and manager was crying.
That gives him an excuse not to show up today.
But doesn't it make
There's a lot more questions now.
Now there's more questions. Why do teams do this? Like, the cover-up's always worse than the crime, you know, the proverbial crime. Not that there was a crime here, as far as we know. This looks worse. It looks worse now. And you go, oh, no, we're going to fly him back and get an MRI on his knee. Like, come on.
There was also a bit of confusion yesterday because Starling Marte got DFA'd.
Yes.
So there was a lot of stories going around with Marte. Oh, Marte got DFA'd. I go, there's no way that the Arizona Diamondbacks DFA'd Ketel Marte. He's too good of a player. And I go, no. Starling Marte. Oh, Starling didn't show up. No, that was Ketel who didn't show up.
It would have had to be something so egregious, right, that Ketel Marte does yesterday to get DFA'd. But no, it was Starling Marte.
And they were like within an hour of each other, too, the news.
Who got
Hector the White Gomez. Sox DFA'd Starling? Where was he?
Was it
Royals.
Starling?
Royals. Royals.
And don't get any ideas. I looked at his Savant page. It looks like ours. Like Higgins' Savant page looks like Starling Marte's, so.
I think Jace Bowen, as you know, he's not going to give a ton offensively, but we've seen what he can do on defense and go in as a pinch runner at the end of the game. And that's, you need to have someone like that on your roster in the postseason who's not expected to really get any at-bats, but is going to go in, play defense at the end of a game when you've got a lead, or steal a base when you're down one and you need someone to steal second base. That's more valuable sometimes than having a veteran guy coming off the bench who's been there before. You need that guy.
Based on what Bowen did 2 days ago, I kind of want him there. A couple really, really nice catches and a home run. That's what you want. Andy says he hurt his game in the previous game, or hurt his knee in the previous game. No problem. So if he hurt his knee in the previous game, Ketel's knee is a little banged up. He's not going to be in the lineup today. No, he didn't no-show. We sent him back there. Like, this is so easy.
If you'd been proactive. Rather than reactive.
Right. Yeah. Your manager comes out and gives a tearful explanation of and really gets the worry meter.
This is a personal matter.
Yeah, personal matter.
Yeah, they can't unring the bell.
He
didn't show up without permission yesterday.
Correct. It was an unexcused absence.
Because of something deeply personal and
I'm going to keep it private.
Traumatizing, right? Or whatever. Right. I mean, it's not just a knee injury.
Yeah, very weird.
Which, and no one has said that that's why they're sending him back. Could be unrelated. He's got a knee injury and they're sending him back.
Well, the look of it is wild.
It is weird, the timing of all the announcements.
It says, off-topic, when are we getting Jason Adam back? I saw yesterday that Jason Adam threw pain-free, right?
Long toss. Yeah, not like super intense, but he said no pain at all.
That's good.
Which means the next step will probably be getting up on a mound and, you know, doing a soft little bullpen session. And Padres are still thinking kind of mid-September, which is enough time to get your kind of feet wet before the playoffs. If you're heading that direction, you know, 3 or 4 appearances maybe. And then you can be ready to contribute in the postseason if the Padres get there. But that's good progress from Jason Adam. All right, Paulie, how about some Randall Report headlines?
And get things started here with our today's edition of the Randall Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Randall Report with Paul Randall.
Hey, guys, it's Paul here.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
2 stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And 1 story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Randall Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3, The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Happy Tuesday, gentlemen.
Happy Tuesday.
We will get started. I've actually got a couple of interesting NBA offseason stories that we have been talking about over the last few weeks. They're both starting in L.A. We will start with the Clippers. I don't think we got to this yesterday on the show, but we've been talking about the Steve Ballmer, Kawhi Leonard. The reporting or the allegations are that the Clippers were paying Kawhi Leonard for a mysterious endorsement with a client that he didn't really actually have to do anything, and it was a way to give him some extra money so they didn't have to go against the salary cap. So the NBA said yesterday that they have investigated and they have found that there is no evidence that Ballmer funneled money to Kawhi Leonard via those sponsors.
Right.
And as of right now, it appears to be a, hey, we looked into it, nothing to see here, even though people like, I mean, respected journalists like Pablo Torre.
He won a Pulitzer Prize for
Pulitzer, yeah. Sham Sharania locked in with the NBA. Ramona Shelburne was reporting on it. And all of a sudden, the league just jumps in and goes, yeah, we looked into it, couldn't find anything. So,
now, Steve Ballmer's a very influential owner in the NBA, very influential. We said when this all happened, like, all right, pay the fine and move on, right? Like, yeah. None of this really makes you, like, oh, my God, the integrity, you know, the integrity of the game, none of that. Like, it was more of like, all right, dude.
It's extremely believable,
by the way. It's believable, 100%.
This isn't, like, tinfoil cap conspiracy theorist. Like, I'm sure there's been plenty of teams that have circumvented salary caps and hooked up players with, you know.
But the funny part was, is, like, I, too, love doing my own investigations. I looked into myself. There's nothing wrong. Yeah. I'm good. Totally, totally fine.
I do think there is a gray area that the NBA maybe has created on purpose, where it's not only allowed, but it's encouraged for teams to introduce their players to potential sponsors. Like, hey, we have a relationship with this company. They're interested in you. I'm going to give their number to your agent. You can go out and then work on a sponsorship deal yourself. That is actually not only not illegal, it's encouraged by the NBA to try to create those partnerships. So it is probably very difficult to then to say, well, where did you cross the line? Did you introduce them to Aspiration, or did you funnel money to Aspiration to then give to them? Whose idea was it? How can you ever totally prove exactly the chain of events that led to Kawhi getting money for a sponsorship, every player gets money for sponsorships from team sponsors all the time. That is not uncommon.
But I mean, Pablo Torre, he's a pitcher. Pablo Torre had a paper trail and did
emails.
A Pulitzer Prize winning investigation into this. The league did their own investigation. Said,
well, I think it's super shady, but again, how can you actually prove that it was more than just a really bad endorsement deal? And how is it different than the 80 other player endorsement deals with team sponsors that are going on around the league? I think part of the point is, if you suspend Kawhi Leonard, if you suspend Steve Ballmer, every other team is probably guilty of this at the same time.
You think?
I think so, in some certain way. Like, to some level, every team is facilitating and getting their players in with their own sponsors to help them make extra money. It's almost encouraged by the NBA to do that.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you've got Saquon is a Padres sponsor. Joe Musgrove, I'm sure, is making money from Saquon. Now, there's no salary cap in baseball to circumvent.
Well, there's your answer.
But there is. Right. But in the NBA. So if there was a salary cap in baseball, could Joe no longer do a Saquon sponsorship? Because, well,
not if the Padres
a
said
sponsor, and your Saquon is now giving Joe money as well. That's not part of his salary, though.
But the Padres can't do it. If they're up against the cap and they're like, "Hey, bro, we would love to have you back. We've got $8 million, unfortunately. Yes, I know you want 25.
Of course, that would be wrong.
But we're going to get you $20 million from Saquon.
It's really hard to determine where the line is, where what Saquon wanted to do and what the Padres would want them to do. Same thing with the NBA. Like, where is the line, and how do you prove that they crossed that line?
Yeah, I felt bad for Pablo because, people then were like, well, obviously, since the NBA found there was nothing wrong, all of your reporting was BS.
I'm sure he'll have a answer here soon, is what I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Very weird what's going on there, and it doesn't get any less confusing when you go to the other basketball team in LA. I really have no idea what is going on at this point with the Lakers and their transfer of ownership from Mark Walter now to Bob Iger and his team. The latest is that Jeannie Buss is contesting the Buss family's vote to sell their stake in the Lakers. And Ben, we were talking about it a little bit before the show. You got a little bit more of a grip on this than I do.
One's pretty clear. Jeannie got stabbed in the back by her siblings, Janie, Joey, Jimmy, Jesse, and Johnny.
Mikey, Ricky, Danny, Terry, Jimmy, Tommy, Davey, Joey.
Mikey, Ricky, Danny, Terry, Mikey, Davey,
those are Jerry
Buss's
kids.
Jeannie, Robbie,
Janie,
Johnny,
Joey,
Brian.
Jimmy, Jesse, and Johnny are the Buss children. They all share ownership of the Lakers inherited from their father. When they sold to Mark Walter a year ago, they created a provision where Jeannie could keep more than 15% of ownership so she could remain governor of the team for the next 5 years. That was part of the sale. So she was good. She felt like, okay, this is what I wanted.
Yeah, Mark Walter's got a ton of money. Right. He's not going anywhere. Right.
But there was a provision in that deal where if Walter ever sold the team for more money, the kids could then vote to sell the rest of those shares. And no one expected it to happen so soon.
Right.
But with everything that was going on with Walter and the sale, mm-hmm. and the kids went, well, we actually can legally now sell out the rest of Jeannie's shares and just make all of our money and get out. And she can't do anything about it. She, of course, is hopping mad and said, this was completely against the spirit of what we just did last year. We just negotiated a five-year deal so I could stay on.
Specifically
for this. And you're stabbing me in the back, but don't know that she has any leg to stand on if that was part of the deal. So she may be out now of the Lakers completely against her will. She's contesting it. She didn't even vote because she said, I think she says if she votes no, that would be... She would be acknowledging that right. It's a legitimate vote. She doesn't even acknowledge that it's a legitimate vote. So it was a 5-0 vote. And Jeannie said, I'm not voting because I don't think this is even up and up.
Right.
And so she's going to contest it in court. We'll see if she wins. But my guess is she's probably out now as Lakers governor because you can't be a governor of a team unless you own at least 15% of the club.
And it's also, there's a bit of a tie to the San Diego Padres here as well.
Two
right?
of the Jays.
I forget which two. I think it's... Jesse and Joey are used some of the money from the sale last year to invest into the new Kwanza Jones and Jose E. Feliciano ownership
Joey
group.
And Jesse, I think.
Yep.
Joey and Jesse.
Yeah.
Johnny and Jimmy used to work for the Lakers, were fired by their sister Jeannie. I have no idea what Janie does, but...
I rue the day that Bo and Taylor are fighting over my... vast collection of baseball cards once I'm gone and my vinyl records and
Taylor
about it.
Votes Bo out of the
that's about
inheritance.
It at that point of what they're gonna get if I drop dead today, who gets dad's cards / records? They'll probably end up in my wife will rent a dumpster bin to our home and they'll all just throw them in there together would be my guess.
I was telling you before the show, back to this Lakers story. You haven't seen it yet, but Running Point on Netflix.
Yeah.
They just had season 2. Kate Hudson plays a female executive of a basketball team in LA.
Right.
It is remarkable how close they follow the Jeannie Buss story, obviously. This exact scenario played out in season 2 like 3 months ago before any of this stuff happened, before we even
life
knew they were being
art.
Sold yeah. by Mark Walters. This exact scenario happens in the show. It's crazy how that happens. Finally, we will wrap it up here with a local note in the East Village. Do you guys all know the historic Wonder Bread Factory
yes.
downtown?
Driven by it a million times toward the tailgate lot
yep.
Right there just east of Petco Park.
Yeah, it was announced yesterday that Live Nation Entertainment is planning to transform the Wonder Bread Factory and building into a 4,000-seat capacity music venue,
wow.
a new music venue downtown in the East Village area.
I've got a
area.
Name for it. The Bread Bowl. No? The Bread Bowl.
No, it sounds like a restaurant.
Oh, I thought it was like a music
like the
venue,
Hollywood Bowl.
It's the Bread Bowl.
But it's not. It probably won't be a bowl.
Yeah, it's
more
true.
Like a box.
I mean,
the bread box?
The bread box. The bread box. I like
there's
that
already
too.
A music
well,
box.
Now there's a bread box.
Downtown. You want a music box or bread box? Yeah, I bet it's going to be beautiful. It's a nice venue. It's a nice building.
It's an old building.
It's
an they're going to need to do some fixing
some,
up to it. I'm sure they will.
Some refurb.
I wonder, 4,000 capacity.
Ooh, the toaster. I like that charisma.
What would you say capacity? Is it like Belly Up or House of Blues?
It's not 4,000.
No, the Belly Up's only like...
A few hundred.
300 or 400, yeah. I would say.
Sure. Yeah. House of Blues can pack a little bit more.
Yep.
In. I'm just curious, like, because their quote from Live Nation said, San Diego currently has no purpose-built venue between its small clubs and its large arenas.
Okay.
This project is designed to close that specific gap, giving artists at that stage of their career a room built for them and giving San Diego fans access to shows the city has largely missed out on. Because we don't have a lot of those mid-tier venues right here in San Diego. You have the bigger, the arenas and the amphitheater and the stadiums.
The observatory is kind of mid-sized.
Love yeah. the observatory.
Yeah? I don't know what that capacity is.
Yeah.
Love it. Love seeing shows there.
Adam says Belly Up is 600
capacity.
Okay. So.
What's and there's no name or time or anything.
We just gave them
the observatory 1700. So this is a little more than twice.
Wow,
the observatory. So yeah, it's still that can get some pretty good bands that maybe aren't quite selling out
front waves. About 5,000 now. So that's kind of a mid level, but it's way.
They do concerts there.
I think they've done a couple.
Have they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's what bands are playing there? Because you got the Noah Kahn's playing Petco Park,
right?
You've got the...
Gallagher Square is kind of the mid-level as well.
That's a good...
And it's not all of Petco Park, outdoor, but just Gallagher Square.
So this will be more of an indoor venue.
Yeah. Resma Trolley Stop right there.
Because I have noticed, I mean, over the years, you've seen a lot of the top acts in music. They don't really come to San Diego a whole lot anymore.
They skip San Diego a lot. But no, I mean, look, I'm down for that. I hope it can sustain. You know, there's a lot of competition, certainly, but maybe not in that size. Opens us up, maybe get some better shows, and bands will come through here now, which always blows my mind that they won't. But yeah,
you got the sound.
Yeah, the sound. Too. I went for a private party.
The Shell.
Not been to the Shell yet. Looking
Love the
forward
Shell.
To that.
I saw Jack White's playing at the Sound next month.
Is he at the Sound?
Yeah,
I thought he was at the Shell.
No, he's the Sound.
Okay.
Maybe he's doing both, but tickets are like $300 each.
Yeah, that's pricey.
Sharon says the Magnolia in El Cajon is beautiful.
They get insane acts.
That's a really good spot. I've seen a couple of acts there. All right, well, we'll look forward to that in 2028.
Thank you, Paulie.
Busy area.
All right, we'll take a quick time out. We'll come back. I do have a few more scores if we want to finish the reach around, although I don't...
Oh, my God.
You don't want an unfinished reach around, Woods. Do you?
Married, so...
Get to that all coming up next. Broadcasting live from our Billhouse studios, we know how, on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
If you're looking for a venue to play cards, I cannot recommend more highly 7 Mile Casino for California-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em poker, baccarat, or pie-gal. It is the best venue you're going to find for card playing. Maybe anywhere.
I don't know the capacity of 7 Mile Casino, but
it's not huge.
It's not small. It's not small. And
I know when
dingy.
We watched the opening day game there,
Ooh!
They packed it in. Fire Marshal might not have been all that happy.
Correct.
With
this. It's okay. That's what Ben and Woods does.
They were all sleeping though.
No, go and check it out for yourself. You know, if you've got some time, 7 minutes from downtown, very convenient, easy to find, good food, friendly dealers, California-style blackjack. What else do you need?
Indoor, outdoor?
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about indoor venues, outdoor venues. They have both, because the great patio that overlooks San Diego Bay, where you can enjoy your meal, or the 24/7 players menu, or the weekend brunch, Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., voted best in the South County. Yeah, we've given you all the reasons. Now it's on you. It's time to go down and visit 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's PRENUVO.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Sorry, Man of Woods brought to you by David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. All right, so where did we leave off?
Oh, my God.
On the MLB reach around last hour. I think I got through the Cubs-White Sox game, but I still have 6 more games yesterday.
If Ben will be damned if we don't finish this reach around.
He has a psychological thing.
I have a bit of a completion fetish.
Yes, that's kind of your deal.
But you don't want to stop in the middle and not finish.
Sure you can. You can go to ESPN.com, click scores, you get all the scores in there that you like.
What would you rather do than have me finish the MLB reach around?
I just think it's funny that you want to so badly. I don't mind if you do. I just think it's funny that you are bound and determined to do it.
I have a bit of a completion fetish.
Yeah.
You know what? None of the other games were that important.
They really weren't.
They were not that important.
The ones that we needed. But
I did.
Paulie found that and then found...
When I found... completion.
I have a bit of a completion fetish.
Right. That was like 2 drops ago that I saved from Ben. But as I was going through the Ben folder, I started going over some of the drops from the last 2 months, I'd say.
Yeah.
And man, we've got some that I don't even remember.
Fatso's Last Stand.
What was that?
That was from a real or fake.
Okay.
But I certainly remember him in his underwear.
All right.
Don't remember why I said that.
Nope.
Take it.
Oh. That's him when he's jamming the reach around down my throat.
Take it. So, farewell, Cooter. That was the passing of former Dukes of Hazzard co-star and Congressman Ben Jones.
Oh, that's right. Of course.
What was that one again, though?
So, farewell, Cooter. But the beef was quite good, I thought.
Interesting.
So I had great head yesterday for lunch.
God bless.
For lunch.
That was when I went to Tacos El Gordo and I had a cabeza taco, head. I had a head taco, great head for lunch.
Good evening, I'm Ben Engens in for Kimberly Hunt.
What was it?
That was when
Good evening, I'm Ben Engens in for Kimberly Hunt.
When I had a perfect night, except I could not say my own name. The last thing.
Imagine getting everything right. The one thing that blows is your name.
I like stuffing my face in a box.
Yep, same.
There's nothing wrong with PEDs.
what a hot sports take that is. Wow, Menons.
There's nothing wrong with PEDs.
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
Interesting.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. That's an album. That was an album from Take on Woods game.
Blink 182.
Right.
Okay.
Man. We need like 2 to 3 more producers at all times just going through and collating and firing off those clips.
A little bit sticky.
Yep. I like the beef ones a lot.
Flub-a-dub chub. That was one of the hot dog places,
in Chicago.
Yeah. But the beef was quite good, I thought.
So
that
good.
Probably was about Chicago as well. The beef was quite good in Chicago.
Dude, I think about that sandwich at least once a week. That sandwich we ate. Where was it at?
Mr. Johnny's Beef.
Johnny's Beef.
Johnny's Beef.
You have that?
Johnny's Beef.
That's so good, dude. For real. So, I mean, we literally, like, two.
Very interested in micro dosing.
Oh, my God.
These are all in, like, the last, since June.
We need, like, 2 interns over there just firing all these drops, saving them.
I know, I can't keep up.
Makes me realize I'm going to have my hands full next March when we have our next tournament of drops coming up with seedings for the field again.
I think it's time. I think we did it the very first year. We did like a tournament of flubs, like Ben flubs.
Yeah.
because we had COVID. We had no sports, yep. And we were desperate for anything.
Well, we're going to
I think we need to bring
again.
Back a Ben tournament, like strictly like
straight Ben.
Usually if we have like all 32 time, drops, yeah. Like one regional, we have like 8 Ben drops, yeah. And that's it. We don't want the whole tournament. I think
No, I want the whole tournament.
64 Ben drops.
Right, so it's we'll not have funny the, if I say it
we'll
or you
have
say
our
it.
We'll have a regular tournament of drops with all the drops from this past year, but
I
we
want
can
a Ben
do it
drop
all
for 8
time.
Years.
Ben drops
of all time
tournament of drops.
Don't like renting out my body.
Ben wants to know, Paulie, if you can play. Good job with it.
You'll make a sandwich.
Whoa. Jeez. I love the good job, Woodsy. He's so cocky when he says it, too.
What did we win?
Yeah, because you flub first.
I flub first.
And he thinks, and oh, I got you
got
this
him.
Time.
What did we win? We won something. Here we go. There it is.
Good job, Woodsy.
Good what? Job,
who?
Woodsy.
Good job, Woodsy. Yeah, we need a...
Here we go. There it is.
Good job, Woodsy.
Ben says, Ben in the chat says, I think about it all the time.
Good job, Woodsy.
What? Good.
Good job, Woodsy.
It's so good, man. It kills me.
Good job, Woodsy.
Good job, Woodsy.
Good job, Woodsy.
What happened to you?
Woodsy.
You're amazing. Oh, absolutely incredible. God. Isn't that so much better than the reach around?
That was much better.
Too. Much better. Much better.
Fine. We will take our last time out. We will
take the reach around one more time.
I can still finish the reach. I do want to get to the American League wild card standings because.
Of course you do.
At the very least, those I find
you.
Interesting.
I'm not
deeper
you.
And deeper and deeper. Also, look ahead to the matchup tonight, game 2 of the Padres-Mets series.
Take it.
Coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is definitely not part of the reach around, but did you know that the Cardinals and Reds split a doubleheader yesterday?
So this is not the reach around.
No. This is just me.
This is just...
musing on,
on baseball
games that happened yesterday.
What else happened in baseball yesterday, Ben?
Cardinals won the first game 2-1, and then the Reds came back on a walk-off by Ellie De La Cruz, the first in his career in the bottom of the 10th to beat the Cardinals 6-5.
Completion
there it is. All right, go ahead. Just finish now that you're here. No. What else happened?
Well, the Rays beat the Orioles 7-6, the Tampa Bay avoiding the home
run. I was wondering what happened.
With a 3-run seventh, and I did want to mention that because we were all shocked yesterday to learn that the Orioles were in playoff position.
Not anymore, though, right?
Well, they're tied. Now there's a 3-way tie for the last playoff spot in the American League. It's the Orioles, the Rangers, and the Tigers. Three teams that essentially did nothing to try to help their chances at the trade deadline. And then the Twins and the Blue Jays are both a half game out of a playoff spot. The Guardians are one game out, and the Mariners are just two games out, despite being seven games under 500
just two games out of a playoff spot. I mean, that's as crazy of a playoff race I think that we've ever seen now in baseball.
It's going to be...
You got to figure 500 is good enough.
Right.
If any team gets to 500 and stays there, probably going to make it into the playoffs in the American League.
It's just wild, man. You look at your team, they're 6-7 games below 500, and you're like, we're in this thing. We are. Not only are we in it, we have a good chance. You know, if so-and-so gets back healthy and so-and-so rounds into form, we could really do something. I mean, and listen, nobody wants to play that team in the first round, whoever it is. It's just truly playing with house money at
that
point.
Right, in a best-of-three series.
Right, like anything can happen.
You know, and that's why the top of the National League standings are so important as well, because right now the Brewers and the Dodgers have the two byes in the first round, but the Dodgers are only half game ahead of the Braves. So the Dodgers could very well be facing a situation where they have to play that best of three series against a team like the Padres.
I think they'll be fine. We're lining up with Yamamoto, Glasnow, and Snell, and Otani coming out of the pen.
But
he's getting close.
I think you'd rather play the Dodgers in as short of series as possible. You get more fluctuation.
They may be the anomaly, like where normally I would say yeah, because you don't have to. But like, did you hear who I just named? Like, they can literally go Yamamoto.
Their 4-5 is not anybody else's
right.
4-5.
You can go Yamamoto, Snell, and Glasnow out of the, you know, in the three spot, or and Shohei out of the bullpen. And I know I'm missing. Oh, how about Tarek Skubal? I think he may be in there as well.
Blake Snell?
I said Blake Snell. Okay. So you could go Skubal, Snell, Yamamoto.
And then
the rest of the guys pitch out of the bullpen.
But the Padres can also save up, you know, Mason Miller and Adrian Morejon for all three of those games and go deep into their bullpen all three times.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the ideal matchup for the first round of the playoffs, the LA Dodgers.
Yeah, as it stands right now, the Padres would face the Braves in the best of three series in Atlanta. The Phillies would be at the Cubs, and then the Brewers and Dodgers would have the byes. As it stands in the American League, depending on the tiebreakers at the moment, but it looks like the Tampa Bay Rays and who would have the byes? Let's see. The Yankees are the top wild card, so they'd host the Red Sox. And then whoever wins the tiebreaker between the Orioles, the Rangers, and the Tigers would end up facing the White Sox, and then the Rays would be the number one seed.
Wild. Absolutely wild in the AL. And in the NL. The NL could get squirrely as well, but you just got to handle business. You got to handle business. Go 1-0 today. Beat Zach Thornton.
Yeah, so he's a lefty. He's 24 years old, and someone said kind of more of a soft tosser.
Yeah.
Don't know that much about Zach Thornton.
6-7 pitches he'll throw up at you, but he's fastball, slider. You know, the percentage is he's about... He throws a cutter and four-seam. From the left side, though, Padres do have some guys from the right side that can handle the bat pretty well. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, he's a young guy. He's not overpowering. He's 3-3 with a 2.78 right now, Benny. Struck out 29 in 45 innings. His whip is 110. But, yeah, so he's definitely a guy that is probably a fairly comfortable AB in that he's not going to throw 104 by you. But, you know, if he mixes it well, could be a long day.
Off day, perhaps.
But Robbie Ray is the one that I think we need to talk about.
Yeah.
Because it's
third start now with the Padres.
It's time to you know, prove your mettle at this point if you're Robbie Ray. Your team's in a playoff race. You had a tough, kind of brutal loss last night. And, you know, you need to go out there and be the veteran that we acquired and go out there and shove against these guys.
Casey Mize has, you
bullpen's
know, stepped up now.
Bullpen super rested.
Super rested. You know, so, Robbie Ray gives you 6 solid innings. You really like your chances.
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
Do we see a day off for Gavin Sheets against a lefty today? Does Austin Hayes get back into the lineup?
Probably.
I haven't seen much of Austin Hayes the last few days.
Yeah, probably. His Sheets, you know, Sheets, he kind of hobbling around on that foot still. So, you know, you need him healthy. Like, I would prefer a healthy Gavin Sheets in September, to be honest. So,
do you give Jackson Merrill a day off?
Maybe.
He's been very hot, but against a lefty and... But Jace Bowen put some good swings together. You could put him out in center.
I feel like I need Jackson and Toddy, and I need the big dogs in there today. Gavin Sheets is hobbled at this point, so changes the calculus a little bit. But yeah, need to take it to this guy.
Also would like to see Manny Machado
get
locked in.
Yes, yes, it's time.
Had a couple of good drives. I thought maybe he got one the other way, you know, kind of give it a little bit of the lean, but it died at the warning track. He has not hit a home run since the Miami series,
right,
which is about 3 weeks ago now since the last time he went deep.
I don't know of an extra base hit in that time either. I think it's been mostly singles.
Yeah, he was locked in up until that point, and then he kind of just fell off.
We need Hot Manny again for sure. Because, and it's funny because it's like, you know, everyone loves your saying that you coined, trademark Ben Higgins Enterprises. As Manny goes, so do the Padres. What is it? What's your?
Yeah, as Manny goes, so go the Padres.
It's not true, though.
It hasn't been
actually. Been winning more games without
even
him
though Manny
doing much.
Has yes. not been that hot lately. So
idioms sometimes don't work.
Not always.
Right.
Yeah.
All
but,
right.
You know, things evolve as well.
That's
I think it was very true for a very long time.
Was.
It's not necessarily a bad thing that it's not as true anymore. It means you've got other players who can shoulder the load a little bit, and Manny doesn't have to do everything, but the Padres are clearly a better team when Manny is producing at the plate, and it's just been a while since we've seen, especially as you said, any extra base slug from Manny Machado. So
the double play RBI is kind of becoming the death of me too, watching Manny play right now. So yeah, man, we need him to get going. If he's going to be in the three hole every single day as he has been, he's got to produce.
All right, shall we spin the topic wheel to finish the show today? By the way, we'll have Big League Wednesday tomorrow. Brett Boone will join us at 7:35. I'll guess some Ben and Woods appear on our SDCCU fan hotline. It's not Big Bank Banking. It is better.
Topic Wheel asks, how many times would you say you use a bath towel before washing it?
Ooh.
Bath towel.
Like a standard towel. Get out of the shower. You grab a towel.
3 days.
Pretty much use mine the whole week, so like 7, and then
you only
wash.
Shower once a day, though.
Right.
Yeah, I shower twice a day, so I'm using mine probably more than you.
Right,
probably,
but you're also doing laundry, obviously,
to 4
more
days?
Than me, too.
I'm not.
Someone's doing laundry at your house more than I am.
I don't do it. I'm not allowed.
3 to 4 days, probably. Yeah.
3 days. Every third, maybe third, fourth day is like, when you switch it.
Like our bathroom, me and my wife, we have like 4 main towels that we kind of cycle through. So yeah, 2 towels each.
Ooh,
every 3 days.
I just realized my kids, this will surprise no one, but I use 2 every time I dry off. Does that make sense?
So
I have 2 hanging on hooks outside my shower. And so I get out and I wrap one around my waist and then I wrap one around my shoulders. So then I take the shoulder one off, I hang it back up, go in, get my undies, put them on, hang the other one back up. Then the kids both shower in my shower at night, then they use my towels. Mm-hmm. So then they're always a little damp in the morning. It's not great. So I need to refresh mine every 2 to 3 days. I'm sure my wife will love that.
I have a hot take, and believe me, I am caring of the environment. And I do, like I said, only rewash my towels like once a week. And use them often at home. But when I am in a hotel,
it's like an orgy.
You can reuse your towels by hanging them here.
I'm throwing this one on the floor.
Yeah.
And I'm going to grab
throwing
a new
them all on the
watch,
floor.
Well, yeah, watch what I do with this one.
Which is great. I always like having the fresh towels every day. But for some reason, towels just slightly not big enough.
They're just a touch.
It's just not. You wrap around your waist. It's
and
like,
you're like
you kind of are holding it.
No,
like it's
they're
not
jumbos.
It's
no.
not quite big enough.
No.
On the hotel towel.
Definitely
for me,
not. But I'm with you. It's like a free for.
Well, they do such a good job of getting the water off of you too. Like some towels, they just kind of feels like you're moving the water around on your body. But
you ever
those
do
new hotel towels.
You ever do this bit? You're walking back to your room. And the cart is in the hallway, and the lady's in cleaning, or they're cleaning the room, and you're like, I'm taking 6 of these, and I just take them and run down the hall. Like it's literally just a free-for-all with towels in a hotel.
You're not really stealing them, because they will still be in your room at the end.
Yeah,
I'm
not stealing. I'm not shoving them in my bag.
They are going to remain in their supply of towels.
Correct.
You just want,
I want
an outsized share of your towels.
I don't really like asking, hey, can you send up a few more towels? Like, sir, you? What are you doing up there? Don't worry about
your
what I'm.
Towel.
Don't worry about what I'm doing here. Don't worry about it. All right.
My wife and I have been thinking about getting a towel warmer for our bathroom.
Paulie, that is an unnecessary expense.
When you don't have kids, you can spend your money on whatever you want.
That's true. Is it worth it?
I don't know. I've heard they're
those are usually just the towel
like a rack,
but it heats up, so it's on there.
The ones
warmer.
That I've seen, it almost looks like a basket or a box, like a microwave almost, where you like put the towel in heats it up.
A towel microwave.
Not a bad idea.
I'm trying to think of the best way to describe that. But
my
parents
have one, but it was in. You think my dad would ever spend money for that? It was in the house when they moved
in. Have you ever gone anywhere cold, but that has heated bathroom floors?
Oh, 100%. There's nothing like it. Oh. Nothing like it on the planet.
So when you're barefoot, yeah, you're walking, barefoot, it's not freezing. You step on it.
It's like what
if
like,
you had like a miniature dryer that was meant to be in your bathroom that you could just reach in and grab a hot, warm, fresh towel after every shower?
Would be incredible.
I think that sounds pretty good. They're not that expensive. They're only like $200, I think. $150, $200.
That's a lot of money for towel warmer. For me.
That's one box of baseball cards.
That's true. It's true.
Plus, in the summer, you don't really want your towels that warm anyway. You're already hot getting out of the shower.
Temperature controlled.
You can lower the towel.
You get a cool towel.
Ooh, chilled towel is elite.
Okay, Megan said it's like a hamper.
Towel chiller.
It's a hamper.
Hamper.
Like you put the towels in a hamper.
And they get out
and they heat up and you grab it and it's fresh, ready to go.
Does heat promote, like, if you have mildew, like wet towels, you put it in heat?
Can grow more mold and bacteria and stuff.
That's what I'd be afraid of. Like the cold tub I bought off Instagram, I thought was going to be... Oh, it's going to last forever. It's got these little chemicals. One soak, and it was covered in black and filth and disgusting. I had to throw it away. It was $300 down the drain. Yeah. And that's what I thought.
You could have bought
it. It was only
$300.
Yeah, like, I'll just get one. And I sunk it in. I go, oh, this is great. Next day, I go out, take the cover. I'm like, this looks like a cesspool. What happened?
We got one for my mom and her husband for like her birthday or Christmas gift or something. We got her a towel warmer, and we're like, hey, pretend you're on vacation.
Yeah.
She loves it.
All right.
We're thinking about
it. There you go.
All right, that's it for us. Brendan Frank coming up next. We will talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on a Big League Wednesday. For executive producer Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Good job,
everybody.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.